Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
National anthem here from Canton High School. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. Let's go ahead and send things to PA announcer John Harmon here at Canton.
Pearsall Gymnasium for Lady Giant basketball this afternoon. Your Lady Giants welcome the Streaks of Galesburg at this time. Let's meet the Galesburg Streaks. At forward, senior number four, Kylie Townsell. At guard, senior number 10, Kayla Townsell. At guard, sophomore number 22, Andrea Sampson. At guard, senior number 24, Sage Milroy. And at forward, senior number 30, Ellen Junk. And now, let's get ready to welcome your Canton Lady Giants. At forward, junior number 5, Abby Swope. At forward, sophomore number 12, Anna Plummer. At center, junior number 23, Brooke Henry. At forward, sophomore number 25, Nico Grisolano. And at guard, sophomore number 32, Cassidy Fawcett.
All right, thanks to PA announcer John Harmon here at Alice Ingersoll Gym. Tom Meredith there, Gibson Silver Street girls basketball. Streaks in their road black, trimmed in silver and white. Canton in their home white, trimmed in purple and gold here this afternoon. Kylie Townsell, 5'6", steps into the center circle for the Streaks. And for the Little Giants, it will be Brooke Henry, 5'10", and a junior. Ready to tip things off between the Canton Little Giants and the Galesburg Silver Streaks here this afternoon from Alice Ingersoll Gym. Ball's up, tip one by Kylie Townsend, goes into the backcourt. Ellen Junk picks it up, gives to Sage Milroy. She'll bring it across into the front court and set up for the Streaks. Canton opens in a man-to-man defense. This is Ellen Junk, right wing to Sage Milroy. Top of the key goes to Andrea Sampson out between the circles now. She'll dribble right, gets a pick from Ellen Junk, goes to the wing, and on the pick and roll, got the pass a little bit behind Ellen, couldn't get a hand on it, and the Streaks turn it over to start the ball game.
Yeah, not a real great possession right there because Kylie was wide open at the beginning of the possession. They didn't find her right away because her gal was out in the backcourt and had fallen over trying to get the loose ball off the tip.
Now Henry passes inside. Nice dish off to Swope. She can't hit, and Canton gets the rebound. And this is Swope with it. Now up between the circles, it goes to Plummer.
Not the easiest numbers to see out there,
no,
Tom.
No, they're not. They're light colored on white jerseys. Now, I thought that was a travel, but saving it in bounds was Fawcett and got it to Swope, who puts it up and in from about 17 feet and make it 2-0 Canton.
Looks like they're going to come out in a diamond in one press.
Just under 7 minutes to play first quarter. Streaks trail 2-0, and Kylie Townsend didn't get room to come down there. Unfortunately for her, as she lost the ball to Fawcett, Fawcett traveled with it. So the teams exchanged turnovers there with 6:54 to play here in the first quarter.
In very quick succession.
Yeah. 2-0 Canton. Sage Milroy brings it up. Man-to-man defense for Canton. This is Kylie Townsend on high right side to Ellen Junk. Right wing it goes to Sage Milroy. Tried the backdoor pass. Ellen Junk was not high enough, and Henry got in there, stole it away.
Yeah, that ball has to get up. You got to get some arc on it. Henry, the easy steal once you saw it coming.
Now spinning down into the paint, that was Plummer. She missed the shot, and it was Kylie Townsend with a rebound. Sage Milroy with it out for the streak. She'll set the offense. Right wing, Ellen Junk. Out high right side, Kylie Townsend on high left side to Sage Milroy. Swing it to Andrea Sampson. Right wing, she fires a three. Good!
She's been heating up as of late.
So Andrea Sampson gives the Streaks their first lead, 3-2, 6:09 to play first quarter. Right wing, Fawcett, one of the sophomores on this starting lineup for the Little Giants. Now it goes to Henry between the circles, right wing. This is...
Travel.
Which number? That's Fawcett there.
Fawcett, yeah.
That's the one. I have trouble seeing that one more than the others for some reason, the 32. I guess part of it because there's her hair is long and kind of covers the back, her number on the backside. Sage Milroy has it tapped away in the front court, goes to the near sideline. Streaks will get it back. Kayla Townsend will inbound. And the other thing they do to us here for the ambiance, they shut off the lights up in the bleacher. So up top here, it's kind of hard to see my roster and everything, too.
Well, yeah, it was fairly dark up here before they shut off the roll of lights closest to us.
So that's one thing. I don't know that they've upgraded the lights in here. It's not all that bright still. Now from the left wing, Kayla Townsend misses the three badly. Rebound comes down to Grisolano, and she turned it over on the outlet. Kayla Townsend comes up with it. Now Kylie has it. Now Sage Milroy high on the left side to Kayla in the center circle. Grisolano played the entire sophomore game and turns around and starts the varsity game for Canton. Kayla Townsend between the circles. In the paint, it goes to Kylie. Splits the defenders, got tripped up, and the foul's going to go against Henry.
Yeah, Henry and Grisolano there trying to split them was Kylie, and she got just enough of a bump, and that's going to come from Henry. That'll be her first. That's the first foul of the game.
I just noticed something which is actually helpful on the scores table.
Yeah, yeah,
the LED screen there actually has the time and
the score. Yep.
So Kylie misses the first. She'll get another. 5:14 to play first quarter. Streaks leading 3-2 over the Canton Little Giants.
Kylie came into the game as a 56% free throw shooter, missed them both.
And a rebound. Andrea Sampson gets in there and ties up Henry. Possession arrow points toward the Little Giants. Streaks will drop back and pick up in half court. And it will be Fawcett to trigger for the Little Giants. She'll be met by Kayla Townsend.
Kind of surprised to see Coach Massey hasn't opted to do the full court press here.
And now, oh boy.
We're going to get a bump. Ellen Junk or Andrea?
I'm not sure. It was Grisolano got in there between them and went up. And I thought they were both stationary. And it's going to go against Andrea Sampson. I thought they were stationary. She kind of went up in between them. And obviously there was going to be contact. And the offense gets called. It goes against Andrea. First team foul on the Streaks. So Nico Grisolano with the free throw line.
She hits on the first attempt to tie this game at 3.
I think the PA guy likes saying that. He said that a lot in the sophomore game. It's a fun one to say. And she hits the second. You wouldn't expect Nico Grisolano to have red hair, though.
No.
But nope. She does. 4-3, the Little Giants have the lead. Just under 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Sage Milroy in the center circle for the Streaks. Dribbles left, picks up. Gives to Kylie Townsend, top of the key, dribbles right. Right wing, it goes to Andrea Sampson. She fires a quick three. That rolls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Henry for Canton. Outlet to Fawcett. Fawcett down the right side, cut off by Kayla Townsend. Picks up on the wing. Now top of the key goes to Grisolano. She fakes, goes left, down to the baseline, up off the glass and got it.
Nice move, nice power move.
Well, I'm hoping she's going to get tired. Like I said, she played the entire sophomore game and then starts the varsity game. The coach did say they do play 9 players as Kayla Townsend goes coast to coast, dribbles down the middle of the court, gets it up with the left hand on the left side, came up a little bit short. Henry with the rebound. Now it's Fawcett on the left wing. Wide open under the basket was Grisolano, puts it up off the glass and in. Streaks Foster on that one. She's got 6 points and make it 8-3 Canton.
Streaks did not do a good job of getting back on defense there. And Kayla kind of behind the play because she missed the shot, and that was Grisolano. She was guarding that went easy in.
As Kylie's shot blocked by Henry, Ellen Junk with a rebound couldn't hit the shot. Now quickly back the other way. They find Fawcett running the floor, kind of cherry picking there, and she lays it up and in. And Coach Massey calls a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. That's one of the things he had talked about in the pregame was their pace and some of the ways we got burned against Moline a few times. But it's a 10-3 lead for the Canton Little Giants. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. Now, here's one of the other things. You can buy a pre-owned, a certified pre-owned, or a new Nissan, but they've also got a fleet of rental cars at Galesburg Nissan. And this afternoon, we are in a beautiful black Nissan Maxima. My goodness. Well, if you don't think you can afford one, which you probably can, if you need to rent one for whatever reason, man, this is an incredible car. It's black exterior, tan leather interior with black leather accents on the dash. Everything you can think of electronically has got the high-definition backup camera, heated seats, which I loved, heated steering wheel, which was outstanding as well, and it's an incredibly nice car. But they've got a whole fleet of rental vehicles, vans, midsize SUVs, compacts, whatever you want. As Sage Milroy fires a three out high left side, that's good. So, yeah, check out the fleet of rental vehicles, and don't forget to help them out as they're collecting non-perishable food items for the Fish Food Pantry with their Fill a Frontier food drive, the Nissan Frontier on the showroom floor as Canton turns it over and Emily Miner comes up with it. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, right in front of Sandberg Mall. 10-6 Canton leads. Streaks with the ball. Kayla Townsend drives left baseline, draws some contact. Nice
job.
Should
be on Henry, her second.
I think they are going to get her from behind. Let's see. Yeah, it does go against Brooke Henry, her second foul. 5'10 junior, and Kayla Townsend goes to the free throw line with two shots. 3:08 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 10-6. Kayla Townsend at the free throw line. First shot is away. That one's good. Her first point of the afternoon as three new Little Giants come in. It's Blair Jacobus. I waited to see her. I already said it. She's a freshman, 5'5 freshman. Jacobus in. Let's see. No, I can't see the other numbers.
Kayla came into the game shooting 73% from the free throw line and has made the most on the team. She hits both of them there to get the Streaks a two-point deficit, 10-8.
Now it's Fawcett driving
that
down the right
side.
Ooh, my goodness. Kylie Townsend got called for the reach, and the official on that side of the floor, there's no way he could see any contact because there's about four players between he and the play.
Kayla got called.
Yeah. So, it was Kayla. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought that was Kylie there on the defense. So Kayla, her first foul, second team foul on the streak. And he's going to call it on the floor. I mean, she was trying to go up for a shot.
Well, by the time there was contact, yeah. She had traveled first, though.
So Cam with the basketball, left baseline, out high it comes to Claire Ford, a 5'2 junior in for the Little Giants. At high left side, it's Fawcett working against Andrea Sampson. Now between the circles, it goes to Grisolano. Right wing, that's a double dribble. She caught the ball and dropped it, and then she picked it up and dribbled it.
Yeah.
And the official didn't call it. You drop the ball, that counts as your dribble. She had caught and dropped it. They turn it over anyway as Megan Lingenfelter into the game for the Streaks comes up with a steal. Now Sage Milroy across midcourt, left to the center circle. She'll set for the Streaks with 2.5 minutes to play the first quarter. Canton leads 10-8. Andrea Sampson gets it posted up and just actually didn't even turn before she went up. She kind of went up in the air, banked it up and in, and she's got five, make it 10-10. That was a tough shot.
Who gave her the pass?
Sage.
Sage.
Top of the key, end of the ball game. It's Jamie Goldring, a 5'9 junior for the Little Giants.
Sage's second assist of the game.
Fawcett with it down the middle of the floor. Runners up off the glass and in from straight on. That was a tough shot. Fawcett with a couple of baskets now. Make it 12-10. Little Giants. Three-quarter court press.
Oh.
And the Streaks turn it over. Out high right side, Fawcett's going to fire the three. That's no good. Rebound comes out long to Grisolano. Kicks out left wing to Jacobus. She'll stop at the top of the key. Fire from just inside the three-point arc. Can't hit, but the rebound comes out long to Ford for Canton. And she dribbled it off her foot, and it's going to go back to the Streaks as it goes out of bounds down on the baseline. Checking in for Canton, Marissa Murphy. She's a 5'8 junior guard. 1:35 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 12-10. Emily Meinert back to Kylie Townsend against full court pressure. And Streaks break it easily.
Well, they're not really trapping on the press. They're just trying to make it difficult for the Streaks to bring the ball up so they can't speed up the floor. Streaks have to recognize that and just be patient and just push the gaps on the press break.
Yeah, the last turnover, there was no need for that because he got in a little bit of a hurry and didn't need to. Right wing, Megan Lingenfelter with it. Finds Emily Miner, posted up, down underneath. Can't hit, but she gets fouled. And I believe it's going to go against Janie Goldring. Probably took an extra dribble there that she didn't need, but I think she was just trying to gather herself because she didn't make a good catch on the ball initially. So the foul. Oh, they didn't.
21, Jacobus.
Okay, went against Jacobus. I thought it was Goldring that had gotten in there, but Jacobus picks up her first foul. Three team fouls now on the Little Giants. Emily Miner at the free throw line. First shot is up. That's off the mark, and she'll have another. Emily the other night finally got the lid off from the field, hit a couple of baskets in the fourth quarter, had a couple of free throws in the game for 6 points against the Moline Maroons.
Emily now 6 of 9 from the stripe on the season.
Second shot is up. That one is good.
Make that 7 of 10.
1:10 to play first quarter. Streets trail 12-11. This is Murphy with a basketball. Right wing goes to Ford. Top of the key, Gold Ring. Now left side it goes to Murphy. Underneath, shot up and missed by Plummer. And Andrea Sansa with a rebound for the Streaks. Kylie Townsend has it. Brings it across left to the center circle under 45 to play now here in the first quarter. Kylie down the right side lane, kicks out to Andrea right wing, stops, picks up, gives to Megan top of the key. 37 seconds to play. Should go right, gets a pick from Emily, goes down the right side lane, loses the handle, gets it back and out to Andrea Sampson. Now it's Kylie Townsend between the circles with 28 to play. Left wing, Emily Miner now at high left side, Kylie Townsend, top of the key, Sage Milroy. Left wing, Megan Lingenfelter thought about the three, but they closed down. Now gives back to Sage Milroy with 18 to play. Now it's Andrea Sampson with 16. Between the circles, Kylie with 14. Right wing, around left wing, it's Sage Milroy. Looks at the clock, brings it back out between the circles with 10. Now Kylie on high left side with 8. Bounces for Emily Miner, top of the key with 5. Left wing, get a pick for Sage Milroy. Couldn't get the shot off. Now Andrea Sampson has
somebody's
it. 1 second
get it up.
To play. Megan Lingenfelter fires at the buzzer and hits it. I don't even know how she was able to get that off that quickly, because I think there was less than a second when she got her hands on it. Didn't even have time to really catch it, but she puts it up and in, and the Streaks retake the lead 14-13. We've played one quarter of basketball. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Back in the day, you'd go in, sit down, they'd measure your foot and start bringing the boxes. That was shoe shopping. Free Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee still does that. They boast the brands you know you love. Sass, Sperry, Timberland, Merrell, Skecher, Rockport, Dansko, and Clogs. And the service that died out at most places 20 years ago. And Breedlove's offered 10% off all men's and women's shoes every single day. When it's time for new kicks, it's got to be the old-fashioned shoe shop at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Second quarter just underway. Alice Ingersoll, Jim and Canton Town Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks to lead the Canton Little Giants. It was 14-12. Now Sage Milroy hits a three, make it 17-12. A long one from out high on the left side. That's her second of the ball game.
Largest lead of the game for the Streaks.
17-12 Streaks. Second quarter just underway, and a travel is going to be called against Blair Jacobus. Went to the right and thought she had a pass to make, but I think it was Kayla Townsend jumped into the passing lane, and she picked it up and drug the pivot foot, so the Streaks get it back on the Canton turnover. Token full court pressure, man-to-man, and Kayla Townsend brings it up in the center circle for the Streaks. Gets a pick from Ellen Junk out high on the right side, goes baseline, stops, looks for help, kicks out to Kylie Townsend, top of the key. Back to Kayla right wing. She'll bring it back out and reset for the Streaks. Out near the center circle now, working against Plummer. Out high left side to Kylie. Kylie down the left side of the lane, spins into the paint, and I don't think she realized how open she would have been there, and she kicked it back out. She had her back to the basket, and she could have turned it. Actually had an easy jumper there, didn't see it. Now Kayla down the left side of the lane, but we're going to have a push call before she gets the shot off. Nice move by Kayla. Got it up and
this
in, but a foul before the shot.
Nope. Where'd they get this on? They got it on Murphy.
Okay, Marissa Murphy, her first foul. That is 14 fouls now on the Little Giants. Kayla Towns will inbound from the left baseline. 7 minutes to play in the half. And it comes to Kylie down on the left block, puts it up with the right hand, rolls it up and in. That's her first basket of the ball game. And make a 19-12 streak, under 7 minutes to play first half. This is Murphy on the dribble. Out high left side, it goes to Ford. Now bounces top of the key for Gold Ring. Right side, it goes to Murphy. She'll bring it back out between the circles against Andrea Sampson. Left wing, this is Ford outside the three-point arc against Sage Milroy. Dribbles right, now out left of the center circle. It goes to Plummer. Now right side, it's Murphy back to Gold Ring, top of the key. Now top of the key, Ford on the dribble, goes right wing. And back into the ball game is Swope. Now down on the right block, shot is up and no good by Plummer. Rebound Kylie Townsend, and the reach is going to be called on Ford. And that's going to be 15 fouls now on Canton. Foul on Ford with 6:14 to play here in the first half. Back in for Canton. Yeah, Cassidy Fawcett, the 5'6 sophomore.
Earlier they were going to a diamond and one. Let's see. Oh, they still are. Just a little change in the way they started their formation.
Streaks nearly turn it over. Kayla
calm
has to go
down.
High. Yeah.
All they're doing is they're looking for that first trap, and once they don't get it, they back off.
Streaks break it with 6 minutes to play here in the first half. Sage Milroy in the center circle. Near the big purple C, middle of the floor. Dribbles right. Now picked up.
A lot of hand checks.
Yeah. Out to Kayla out high on the right side, which the first one should be a foul. Let him do it three or four times in a row.
It's what it's supposed to be anyway.
Now Kayla splits the defenders, and there's going to be a foul on the floor.
Unfortunately, she didn't hear the whistle in time because she passed the ball.
And the foul's going to go against, I believe, Murphy.
Yep, that's her second.
So two on Marissa Murphy. And that's 16 fouls now. So after this, the Streaks will shoot free throws the whole rest of the half. 5:43 to play as Grisolano checks back in, and she replaces Murphy. Kayla Townsend inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks.
And no way.
A 5-second call about might have been to three at that point. He had just handed her the ball, and I looked down, and the whistle was blowing. So the Streaks turned over.
I will agree the Streaks didn't really run that inbounds play with any kind of urgency, but right, at the same time, there was no way that was five.
Now a steal by Kayla Townsend, runs it down the right side against Fawcett and gets knocked to the floor. And Kayla was kind of wanting a flagrant, but you're not going to get that because she reached in and got the ball but got armed with it. But Kayla Towns is going to go to the free throw line for two shots with 5:32 to play in the half. Streaks leading 19-12.
Kayla 2-for-2 or 8 from the line. She on the season is 21 of 28.
Lane Langhoff calling a timeout for Canton. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. He was having a discussion with one of the officials. I'm not sure what about, but a 30-second timeout. Galesburg Nissan just in front of Sandberg Mall in Galesburg, 2080 North Henderson Street. You know, they got the Phila Frontier food drive going on, and specials if you bring in your non-perishable food items to help out the fish food pantry, can get you a discount on a new or certified pre-owned vehicle at Galesburg Nissan, $500 off. If you bring in 10 non-perishable food items, they're starting to fill up the back end of that truck. I'd like to see it all the way full and have to make several trips to the fish food pantry. But again, we'll talk about special 3-day weekend rates lower than their weekly rates on their rentals fleet. They accept and match major insurance rental coverages. So you can call 342-4121 to find out about renting a car from Galesburg Nissan. Competitive rates up to 400 miles per day as Kayla hits the first free throw. Second one bounces off long, and the rebound comes down to Grisolano in the right corner, or left corner rather. 5.5 to play in the half, 20-12 Streaks lead. This is Fawcett with it out between the circles. Gets out high right side to Plummer. Right baseline. It goes to, let's see, that's a new one in. Does that look like a, is there a 14 on the floor? That's what it looked like. I don't have a 14 on my roster for Canton. As they turn it over, Streaks get it back. 14. Do you have a 14 on your roster?
No, I do not.
Okay, so I don't know who that is. Streaks with the basketball. Sage Milroy out high right side. Left wing, it goes to Kylie Townsend. Dribbles to the free throw line, kicks back out to Sage. Long three-pointer out high right side is short, and the rebound's going to fall out of bounds in front of the Canton bench. Well, let's see. I didn't notice if they wore the same uniforms at the sophomore level. Yeah, Sydney Hannum, a 5'6 sophomore. Could be her. Again, I'm not sure if these are the same uniforms or not, but that's who wore number 14 at the sophomore level. As Emily Miner checks back in for the Streaks, as does Megan Lingefelter, and Ellen Junk and Andrea Sampson will take a breather with 4:45 to play in the half. Streaks leading 20-12. Right wing, this is Fawcett for Canton. Goes baseline, cut off by Megan Lingefelter, brings it back out to the wing. Pounds the dribble, now goes left to the high post, now looking for help after she picked it up. Right wing gives way to Grisolano. Now top of the key, Plumber. Dribbles left, spins into the paint, puts up kind of a baby hook from about 12 feet, missed it. Rebound to Canton, and Grisolano missed the easy shot, and Kayla Townsend runs down the rebound. Streaks on the run. Kayla down the left side, pulls up, throws over the top to Megan. Nice tip pass to Emily Miner running the floor. She lays it up and in. What a beautiful fast break by the Streaks, all triggered by Kayla Townsend.
Who had the tip pass?
It was Megan Lingefelter. Now driving down the left side, Emily Miner gets the block. They're going to call her with a hand check before the shot, though, and that'll be her first foul. Emily Miner, with the call. And that's just the second team foul on the, or third team foul now on the Streaks. As Ford checks back in, she replaces Plummer. 4 minutes to play, first half. Streaks lead 22-12. Fawcett inbound, gets it out between the circles to Grisolano, working against Emily Miner. Goes right, gives to Fawcett out high on the right side. She'll dribble left, now to out of the key, down to the left side of the lane. Scoops it up with the left hand, can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Sage Milroy. Great job wrestling that one away from, I believe, Hannum. Sage, cross midcourt right side, gives to Kayla left of the center circle. 3:40 to play. Kayla dribbles right, gets a pick from Kylie, goes right wing to Megan Lingefelter. Thought about the three, now dribbles left. Back to Kayla on the right wing. Drives baseline and a charge call. Wow. If the defender is moving, I'm not sure how that happened because she was already falling backwards by the time Kayla got there. So Kayla gets called for the player control foul. That's two on her. 14 fouls now on the Streaks as they turn it over with 3.5 minutes to play in the half. Quickly, Coach Massey gets Andrea Sampson up and in, and she'll replace Kayla. Fawcett brings it across for Canton. Left wing goes to Ford outside the three-point arc. Top of the key, this is Hannum with it. Hannum left, goes left, tried to get it to Ford. Yeah, threw it away, tried to get it to Ford, and just threw it where Ford can only get some fingertips on it, and it goes out of bounds. 3:16 to play in the half. Streaks lead 22-12. Sage Milroy will walk it across for Galesburg. Gives to Kylie Townsend out high left side. Left wing to Megan Lingefelter. Back to Kylie. She went down the lane. Split the defenders up off the glass. Too strong. Rebound down to Hannum for Canton. Now this is Ford. Top of the key on the dribble. Bounces for Fawcett out high on the right side. Under 3 minutes to play in the half. Fawcett got a knee brace on her left knee. The gray and yellow shoes don't go that well with the uniform. Fluorescent yellow.
Now it should be an illegal screen.
Yeah, I think
it's not going to be. But
Emily Miner's going to get the call.
Fawcett was pushing against 52.
Yeah, it's Emily Miner.
Against Emily Miner.
Yeah, she was trying to fight through the pick, but it was a station. It wasn't a stationary pick. It was a moving screen.
Fawcett just kept moving with her, and unfortunately, Emily gets the call against her.
That's her second so quickly. Ellen Junk back into the ball game with 2:40 to play. Streaks leading 22-12. This is Fawcett on the dribble between the circles. Left wing to Ford. Pass over the top on the block. Tipped by Ellen Junk. Grisolano able to get it. Now it goes to Hannum on the right side. Rolled a shot up. Couldn't hit. And Kylie Townsend down with a rebound for the Streaks. Kylie. Left wing and got herself kind of caught. Starting to go up in the air and came down with no place to go. And the Streaks turn it over with 2:21 to play.
Well, and the unfortunate thing is it looked like if she would have just kept speeding, she might have been able to break it.
That's kind of what I thought, which is normally the MO there that she's going to take off, sees that opening and goes. But she tried to slow it down that time. 2:20 to play in the half. 22-12 Streaks. Fawcett between the circles for Canton. Out high on the left side. Back into the ball game. It goes to Murphy. Now also back in is Swope with it. Swope dribbles to the top of the key, gives to Fawcett, penetrates, tried to bounce a pass, and it went off the foot of Kylie Townsend. Fawcett gets it back. Now kicks it out to the left wing to Grisolano. She fires a three. That's long. And a rebound to Andrea Sampson for the Streaks. Bounces for Sage Milroy. Sage stops on the left wing. She'll fire the three. Good! Her third of the ball game. Well, she's not just a catch-and-shoot shooter. She can spot up off the dribble as well, and a timeout called. Full timeout by Lane Langhoff and the Canton Little Giants. 1:46 to play first half. It's Galesburg 25, Canton 12. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan just received Nissan's coveted Award of Excellence. This award recognizes Nissan dealers with outstanding sales volume combined with exceptional customer satisfaction. We're the only Nissan dealer within 150 miles of Galesburg to receive this distinction. Large volume and large selection backed by award-winning hometown service. Galesburg Nissan, Central Illinois and Iowa's only Nissan Award of Excellence dealer. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at Alice Ingersoll Gym, Canton, Illinois. Tom Erdith there at Gibson. Silver Streak Girls Basketball at WGIL. Streaks lead 25-12. 1:46 to play here in the first half. Canton with the basketball. Streaks on a nice run here in the second quarter. They led 14-12 at the end of the first quarter. Now up 25-12.
Pitching a shutout.
1:42 to play. Left wing, this is Grisolano working against Ellen Jung. Top of the key, it goes to Swope, and she'll fire the three from straight on. That's good. So their first basket with 1:33 to play in the second quarter. First second quarter basket for the Little Giants. Make it 25-15 Streaks.
Unfortunately, the Streaks just didn't have anybody rotate out onto her.
Kylie Townsend on high left side on the dribble against Fawcett. Spins into the paint. Pulls up, short shot up off the glass, too strong, and the rebound comes down to Plummer for Canton. And she carried the ball, and everybody in the gym saw it but the officials. this is top of the key, dribbling down the right side is Plummer, and she lays it up and in. And that's her first basket of the ballgame. Now make it 25-17, under a minute to play first half.
Looks like the Streaks are finally wising up against this press. It's finally they just give it to Kylie, and Kylie just walks it up the floor.
As Fawcett bodies up, Kylie, no call. And now she finally gets rid of it, gives it to Megan Lingenfelter. Kylie with the basketball. She's hand-checking right now. That's
right.
A foul. That is a foul. I don't know how you don't call that.
I think Coach Massey called out for one shot again. He did the same thing at the end of the first quarter.
25 to play. Kylie with it between the circles. Again, hand check by Fawcett. And she's not only that, she's bodying up on her as well. So you got to take care of the basketball. They're not calling it, so you really have to take care of the basketball.
Well, it goes back to the supposed freedom of movement initiative that all of basketball is supposed to be under. And again, there's a push.
5 seconds to play. Sage with it underneath to Kylie. And Streaks turn it over with a second to play. Canton comes up with it. We have played one half of basketball, and my goodness, the entire Streaks fan section on the far side of the gym is asking, how are you not calling that? And the IHSA came out with a point of emphasis, no hand checking. And she's not only putting the hand on, but pushing and bodying up as well. But the Streaks in control here. We have played one half of basketball. That is Galesburg 25, Canton 17. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats and more. Streaks lead at 25-17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hi, it's Terry Cavanaugh for WGIL. Our community food drive continues until 4 o'clock today. We've had great support so far, both in non-perishable food items and cash donations for the Fish Food Pantry and the Abingdon Community Food Pantry. But we'll be at both Hy-Vee locations in Galesburg until 4 and at Walmart Supercenter and at Hilo in Abingdon until 4 o'clock. So if you can donate non-perishable food items, soup, peanut butter, macaroni and cheese, cereal, or cash, we appreciate it. I'm Terry Cavanaugh for WGIL.
Do you have a long-distance relationship with breakfast? Does your morning commute take you farther away from the crispy hash browns and freshly brewed coffee you love? Do you tell yourself you're too busy? You just don't have time for sizzling sausage and fluffy eggs. Don't settle for missing breakfast. Let McDonald's close the distance between you and the most important meal of your day.
Come together with all your breakfast favorites and the bold flavor of McCafe coffee. Right now, get any size coffee for $1. Price and participation may vary.
Galesburg Nissan just received Nissan's coveted Award of Excellence. This award recognizes Nissan dealers with outstanding sales volume combined with exceptional customer satisfaction. We're the only Nissan dealer within 150 miles of Galesburg to receive this distinction. Large volume and large selection backed by award-winning hometown service. Galesburg Nissan, Central Illinois and Iowa's only Nissan Award of Excellence dealer. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL is brought to you by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime, Alice Ingersoll, Jim in Canton. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Canton Little Giants 25-17. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along with us here this afternoon for Silver Streak girls basketball. Streaks were up 14-12 at the end of the first quarter, outscored Canton 11-5 in that second quarter to lead 25-17. In fact, Canton didn't even score until there was, what, a minute
32
left in the first half. And as far as that second quarter, their first basket was with a minute 32 left in the first quarter. So Streaks, a pretty good second quarter, and playing well so far here this afternoon. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Last night, the Galesburg High boys picked up another win, their first Western Big Six Conference win, as they downed the Alleman Pioneers, the final home game for the Streaks in 2016. They beat Alleman 54-32. They are now 1-1 in the Western Big Six, and six and one overall. And they'll be back in action tonight as they travel to Morton to take on the Potters. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have that action for you about 7:10 for the pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip-off tonight here on WGIL. Sophomore girls fell to Canton this afternoon. 70-52 was the final score in that one. Coming up on the schedule. Well, let's see. We have got, as we mentioned, the boys in action tonight. Girls will be back in action. Another one of those strange weeks, a weird start to the season that we have 2 weeks in December with no just one game in a week for the second time. Streaks will take on the Quincy Blue Devils Thursday night at John Thiel Gym. The boys will have a double weekend. They will be on the road at Moline at Wharton Fieldhouse coming up on Friday night. They'll turn around Saturday and play the Iowa-Illinois shootout, and they'll take on Bettendorf on Saturday afternoon. That'll be at Carver Arena at Augustana College. We'll have some Illini basketball for you coming up. That won't be till Wednesday. Or excuse me, they'll have Saturday. The Illini will play Saturday night, 7:30 start against BYU up at the United Center. And then the Illini on the 21st. The girls will have one final game before the holidays. They'll take on Peoria Notre Dame on the road on Thursday, December 22nd, before we head to the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Of course, the boys playing at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Streak lead at 25-17. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you again by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. We'll come back with our halftime stats next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streak girls basketball.
I've banked with Tompkins since I was in high school. I use Tompkins for my business because I have all my other finances there. I love the way that everyone knows who I am, and I always have a friendly face no matter which branch I visit.
Sarah Lynch, owner of Sarah Lynch Photography, trusts Tompkins State Bank to handle all her finances.
The reason that I love Tompkins so much, it's because I can go to one spot and I can do all of my banking needs, and they help me to make better financial decisions both for my business and for my home. Even though I am a small one-person business, I feel like when I go into the bank, I'm treated just like any other business, that they want to make sure that my finances are secure and that I'm well taken care of, and that if I have any needs through my debit card or my checking, that they're able to take care of that for me.
We have accounts available from business checking to commercial growth accounts to suit your business.
I love my bank.
Check out Tompkins State Bank and Sarah Lynch Photography on Facebook. If you don't love your bank, come see us.
Tompkins State Bank, member FDIC.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Silver Street Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you by Attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg. Office specialists providing solutions for your business. And by Tom Irons Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Street Basketball on WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast. Mostly cloudy for today, a chance of snow this afternoon, a high of 25, while for this evening, cloudy with more snow in the forecast, a low of 24. Snow possible tomorrow, possibly mixed with some freezing rain, and a high of 35, while for tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow possible, and a low of 22. Monday, mostly sunny skies, and a high of 28, currently in downtown Galesburg. It's 26.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back at Alice Ingersoll Gym at Canton, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson. We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Canton Little Giants 25-17. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. First off, we'll talk about the individual scoring for the Streaks, led by Sage Milroy, 9 points on three three-pointers. 5 points in the game on for Andrea Sampson on a 3 and a 2 in the first quarter. 3 points apiece for Kayla Townsell on 3 for 4 from the line. Megan Lingenfelter on a 3. Emily Meinert on a basket and 1 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Kylie Townsell on a basket over 2 from the line. Streaks 4 for 8 from the free throw line. 5 three-pointers in the first half. The Little Giants, led by Nico Grisolano with 6 points. Those all came early in the game. 5 points for Abby Swope on a 3 and a 2. 4 points for Cassidy Fawcett, 2 baskets early in the game. 2 points for Anna Plummer on a basket. 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 1 three-pointer in the game for the Little Giants.
Well, the stats look pretty close until you get to shooting, and that's where you can tell there's a difference. 10 turnovers for Canton, 8 for the Silver Streaks. Streaks getting out rebound 13-9, so not a lot of rebounds, period. Streaks offensive rebounds getting out rebound 4-1, only one offensive rebound, which is something that the Streaks usually do pretty well. But you look at the shooting, Canton is 7 for 18, including 1 of 2 from distance. Streaks are 8 of 16, 5 of 8 from outside the arc.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we haven't seen them shoot that well this season. That's kind of reflective of what they need to be successful. They need to be able to be a good shooting team because they don't have that height. They don't have anybody inside that. I mean, they have the height, but they don't have that bruiser like they have with Shaley, somebody that can just go in and get you buckets from right up close by the basket.
Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games, and Brad and Jim will be in one of their vehicles tonight, and Eric and I am one here this afternoon. And we're going to talk about their rental fleet, their rental cars at Galesburg Nissan. That's what we're driving. In fact, the one I'm in, only a little over 1,600 miles on this really, really nice Nissan Maxima. And they've got any vehicle you can think of. Here's an idea of some of the rates for a Nissan Quest full-size van. You're talking $89.95, but you go all the way down to a Nissan Versa for just $31.95 a day. Competitive rates up to 400 miles a day. Daily rates with up to 400 miles a day. Special 3-day weekend rates and lower weekly rates, except and match major insurance rental coverages. And if you're interested in renting a vehicle, 342-4121 to reserve your rental car. Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and Saturdays, 8 to noon. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in front of Sandberg Mall in Galesburg. Camp with the basketball to start the second half. Three-pointer left wing, no good by Swope. And now we got a foul on the rebound. Going to get called against the Streaks. I thought we had inside position.
No.
Okay. Sage Milroy got the call.
Yeah, Sage had to come over the back. Okay. Henry had the inside position and got the rebound. And Sage tried to tie her up over the top, but once she did that, she was going to get called for the foul.
Her first foul in the second half on the streak. Three fired out from high on the right side, up and good by Plummer.
They shot 2 3-pointers in the first half. They've already taken 2 here in the second half.
Cut it to 25-20 streak, 7.5 minutes to play third quarter. Kayla Townsville sets the offense. Out high left side, Sage Milroy, she brings it back out near the center circle and just double dribbled. And the official wasn't going to call it initially and finally did. I think had Sage not reacted to it, I don't know that he was going to call
it. No, I don't think he realized
saw her reaction that she realized she did it. Well, there's one of the two double dribbles called in this game. Out high on the left side, this is Swope, throws it over the top, and Grisolano comes down with it, and Kylie Townsville blocks a shot, may have gotten away with one there.
Yeah,
she came down with the arm, and I thought she got a piece of her as well.
She got a lot of body there.
And it's going to go back to the Little Giants. It'll be Fawcett inbound from the left baseline. Yeah, usually when that arm comes down, they're going to call it, even if you're a taller player. We saw that happen to Emily Meinert the other night. This is Henry on the right baseline. Kicks out to Fawcett out high on the right side. And she'll fire a long three-pointer. That's way short. Rebound comes down to Sage Milroy for the Streaks. Gives way to Kayla Townsville. And she'll bring it up for the Streaks.
This kind of reminds me a little bit of what we saw from Moline the other day. They were just crushing us inside. And then they came out in the second half and started taking a bunch of exterior shots, perimeter shots. So far, 3 shots put up from the outside by Canton here in the early going.
Nice pass, Ellen Junk to Kylie Townsville. Ellen got double-teamed down on the baseline, turned toward the baseline, found Kylie wide open as her whoever was guarding her had come across to double up on Ellen. Nice bounce pass. Kylie lays it up and in. She's got 4.
That was a 2.
And that one's up and no good from
Plummer. He gave the signal of 3, but that she was clearly on the line.
27-20 streaks, just over 6 minutes to play third quarter. Kayla Townsville on the dribble near the center circle. Dribbles right down the right side of the lane. We're going to have a hand check called. Thank you.
I didn't know that they called those here.
We'll see if one ever gets called on
Fawcett.
On Fawcett. That was Grisolano that time.
Illinois was losing 16-15 to Central Michigan. They've rattled off 15 straight points out of a 30-16 lead.
Streaks,
that should have been a double double.
Yeah, Streaks turned it over on the inbound as Swope caught it. She dropped it, bounced, and then dropped it again.
And bounced it again.
Swope has it left wing. Over the top goes to Henry down on the left block. Kicks it back out to Swope. She'll fire the 3. That's in and out, no good. I think she was on the line again, but they were indicating a 3.
I don't think they're even looking at the line, to be honest with you.
Now Kayla Towns with it. On the Little Giant on the left side of the floor. Now down the right side of the lane between the defenders, and she gets fouled. That's going to be the 3rd foul on Henry. And she got her with the body, so Kayla Townsend's going to go to the free throw line with 2 shots. 5.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 27-20. Coach Massey having a discussion with one of the officials now. First shot is up and good for Kayla. She's got 4 in the ball game.
4 of 5 from the stripe.
Kayla Townsville at the free throw line, 5'6 senior for the streak. Second shot is way. That one rattles through. She's got 5 in the game, make it 29-20 streaks. Fawcett across midcourt, right side. Top of the key, now hands off to Swope. Back to Fawcett, left wing. Fawcett looks over the defense, gets to Swope out near the center circle. Pulls it back toward the timeline, now gives out high right side to Plummer. Now top of the key, Grisolano. Grisolano goes left wing to Swope. Top of the key, Grisolano. Right wing, it goes to Plummer. Down on the right block, it's Fawcett, leans in, and nice job by Andrea Sampson. As she kicks back out to Plummer, she's short on the 3, but the rebound comes down to Henry. Got it out to Fawcett. She gets inside, now dumps it down to Swope on the right baseline, now out to Henry on the right wing. Out between the circles, it's Fawcett with 4:48 to play in the quarter. Streaks with a 29-20 lead. Fawcett picks up her dribble. Now it gets to Swope, top of the key, right wing, it goes to Henry on top of the 3-point line. Now to Grisolano out high left, right side. Now left side, it goes to Fawcett working against Andrea Sampson. Top of the key to Swope. Now right wing, Grisolano goes to the baseline, gets cut off, and a pass in the middle goes to Swope. Scoops up off the glass and got it.
Nice finger roll by Swope and a better pass by Fawcett.
7 for Swope, 29-22 streaks. I guess I think the Streaks were playing pretty good defense overall, but a patient set there on offense by Canton, too.
Yeah, in the third quarter, you can do that right now, even though you were down by 9 at the time.
Well, Kayla had Kylie breaking back door. She was open, but Kayla overthrew her. Kylie couldn't reel it in. Streaks turn it over. With 4:07 to play in the third, leading 29-22, Emily Meinert, Megan Lingenfelter check back in. They'll replace Ellen Junk and Andrea Sampson. Streaks look like they're back, dropping back in a 2-3 zone this time, unless that's just the setup for their, near who they're guarding. We'll see. Well, I'm not sure now. I think they're a man. They're a man. Now Fawcett down the right side. Lost a handle and somehow got the shot off. Emily Meinert down with a rebound on the miss. Sage Milroy across midcourt right side. Picks up, gives to Kayla Townsend between the circles. Down the right side lane. Kicks off to Megan Lingenfelter. Right baseline for three. That's short.
Ball
rebound
loose.
Tipped around. Megan Lingenfelter comes up with it. Now she loses the handle on it. And Swope comes up with it for Canton.
I don't think she ever had it. I think she tried to dribble it, and she couldn't get a handle on it.
Now Swope for three from straight on. Got it. Rattled that one home. That's her second of the ball game. She's got 10, make a 29-25 streaks as Canton's clawed their way back into this one.
Streaks had built a 9-point lead and had seen it whittle away now to four.
Megan Lingenfelter for three out high left side. That's no good. Kylie Townsend fights for the rebound, but Canton comes up with it. This is Fawcett on the right side. Top of the key, it goes to Grisolano. She'll fire the three, and that's an air ball. And a ball hit the support after it bounced, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. 2:55 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 29-25. Back into the ball game is Murphy and also Jacobus back in for the Little Giants.
That time they didn't even feint a trap. They just let the Streaks dribble it up.
Yeah, I'm not sure why do you wear yourself out by down there kind of halfway defending. If you're not going to guard down there, why not just drop back? Not sure about that. Kayla Townsend in the center circle, dribbles right, goes to the wing, pulls up, gets to Emily Meinert down on the block, spins and gets tied up, and they're going to call a foul against Swope.
Well, Emily's got to learn not to leave that ball down by her waist. She got that ball, and she left it low. Swope was able to come in. It looked like she had her tied up. They're going to say she got her on the wrist.
Yeah, the official kind of bailed her out on that one because she turned right toward her with the ball down at her waist on top of it. Kylie Towns at the top of the key gives to Sage out between the circles. She dribbles out right of the center circle now. Under 2.5 to play in the quarter. Kylie Townsend between the circles. Sage Milroy out high left side. Now to Megan Lingenfelter on the right side. Has it tipped away. Now gets it back to Kylie. Now at high left side, it's Kayla. Kayla gets a pick from Kylie. Kicks out to Emily Meinert. Now right wing, Sage Milroy with 2:09 to play in the quarter. Sage will reset. Dribbles left. Picks up. Gets to Kylie, top of the key. Now she'll go down the left side of the lane and just got hammered. My goodness. Now that one could have been an intentional foul because she didn't go for the ball. She just like put her arms down over the top to hold her down.
Should be on gold ring. She's the one. Yeah. Yep. It is.
So Kylie Townsend will go to the free throw line with two shots.
Fourth foul of the quarter for Canton.
Four of the game for Kylie. 1:58 to play third quarter. Comes up short on the first free throw.
Kylie now 0-3 from the stripe. Left that one way short.
Found it kind of interesting. On the far side of the gym, they've got Canton Little Giants basketball victories for the boys, 1,554 for the girls. 5:06. Coach Massey is sitting at 8:63.
Right.
Second shot up and good for Kylie. Make it 30-25 streaks under 2 minutes to play third quarter.
I wonder when they started their program.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I would guess probably close to the same time, late 70s, mid to late 70s. Maybe it was a little later for whatever reason. On the right wing, Murphy gives to Swope down on the block. And nice job doubling down by Kayla Townsend. Swope finally able to get it tipped out to Murphy. 1:37 to play on high right side. Jacobus with it. Top of the key, it goes to Goldring. Left wing, Murphy, she'll fire the three. That's way short. And the rebound fought for by Megan Lingenfelter. We're going to have a tie-up. And a possession.
Oh, wow.
They called Megan Lingenfelter for a travel while she was tied up. Wow. I bet if the Canton coach would have called a timeout, he would have gotten it.
Yeah.
Goes back to Canton. 1:26 to play in the quarter.
Well, I guess Megan had to have gotten the credit for the rebound then if she traveled with
it. Yeah, apparently. This is Ford with it now back in for Canton. Left wing, it goes to Murphy. Murphy against Kayla Townsend brings it out near the center circle with 1:15 to play. Now gives out to Swope out high on the left side in front of the Canton bench. Top of the key to Goldring. She'll dribble left. Now hands off to Jacobus, who dribbles right. They got kind of a weave going and gives to Ford. Now it's Murphy out near the center circle. With under a minute to play in the quarter. Ford left wing. Out between the circles to Swope.
This is a strange time to do that weave up top because they weren't advancing at all towards the basket. It was almost like a time delay thing, and you're losing by five.
And now they turn it over.
Oh!
Are you kidding me?
They're saying it went off somebody from the street.
Yeah, they did. That was a phantom. She dribbled it off, and she bounced, tried to throw the bounce pass and bounce off one of her teammates' foot, and they're giving it back to Canton with 42.9 to play. There was not a streak anywhere near there. Okay, well. So Murphy's going to inbound from the left baseline with 42.9 to play. Out high it comes to Ford between the circles. Ford out there, smallest player on the floor. They lift her at 5'2". I'm not sure she's even that. As she drives in and splits the defenders and lays it up and in. Wow.
Nice finger roll.
There, Ford's first basket. Make it 30-27 streaks, 28 seconds to play in the quarter. Kayla Towns all across midcourt.
Nobody's
right
picked
side.
Her up. Kayla, you're wide open. Kayla didn't realize that nobody was guarding her, and Goldring's trying to get somebody else to guard her because she doesn't think she can stick with her. And Kayla didn't recognize it, and finally she gave the ball up.
Kylie with it, 8 seconds to play, penetrates, kicks off to Andrea Sansom back in. Now Kayla Towns on top of the key with five, down the right side, splits the defenders, lays it up off the glass, came up short. And with a rebound, it was Plummer that's back in, Goldring. Goldring with a rebound, and the quarter comes to an end, and Coach Massey thought there was some contact on the layup by Kayla. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is Galesburg 30, Canton 27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan just received Nissan's coveted Award of Excellence. This award recognizes Nissan dealers with outstanding sales volume combined with exceptional customer satisfaction. We're the only Nissan dealer within 150 miles of Galesburg to receive this distinction. Large volume and large selection backed by award-winning hometown service. Galesburg Nissan, Central Illinois and Iowa's only Nissan Award of Excellence dealer. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
You've got ideas. Now you need someone you can trust to implement them. Mad Craftsman with tons of experience and pictures to prove it. Meet Courtright Construction of Oneida. A new kitchen or a new house, these perfectionists will blow you away. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include St. Vincent de Paul, the First Lutheran Food Pantry, and Feed My Lambs in Abingdon. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
This Christmas, WGIL has your shopping all wrapped up. Get an extra advantage when you play WGIL's Pick a Present by signing up for our email clues at WGIL.com.
Well, to start the fourth quarter, leading 30-27. They outscored 10-5 in that third quarter. Andrea Santa for three, right baseline, bounces up and falls through.
That's a shooter's touch right there.
8 points for Andrea in the ball game, make it 33-27. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson from Alice Ingersoll Gym here in Canton as the Streets lead the Little Giants. Galesburg 7-2 coming in, Canton 7-1. Their first loss last night, they fell to Pekin in a Middle Illinois Conference game. Streets lead here, 7-14 to play in the ball game. Plummer down the right side of the lane, laid it up no good, but a blocking foul is going to go against, I think, Sage Milroy. Let's see what they indicate. And it does go against Sage. That is her second foul and just the second team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. So it'll be Anna Plummer to the free throw line with two shots. First one is short. Plummer, first time she's been to the free throw line. In fact, they only went to the free throw line once in the first quarter. Grisolano hit 2-for-2 early in the ball game. Second time they've been there. 33-27 Streaks lead. Illinois Fighting Illini in action, taking on Central Michigan.
39-25 lead for the Illini in the first half.
Second shot up and good for Plummer.
And at one point, they were down 16-15.
And Tracy Abrams having an afternoon, what, already 18 points in the first half? Kylie Towns along the dribble and getting bumped the whole way down. And finally, as she goes up for the shot, Fawcett gets called for that. And not even calling it on the shot, he's calling it on the floor, which if you're calling it out top of the key, that's a correct call. So Fawcett, that is her first foul of the basketball game.
Somehow. The 15 foul streaks, a couple more, and they'll be getting free throws.
Kayla Townsend drives right side and lays it up with the left hand. Oh, comes up just short. Gets her own rebound, though. and then gets tripped up, and they're going to give it back to Kent. She lost her balance, and the ball dribbled out of bounds.
That was a great move by Kayla, though. She went up, showed with the right hand, switched it back over to the left hand to push it up, just couldn't get it over the rim, just an inch short, if you will.
Streaks lead 33-28, 6:48 to play in the ballgame. Ford left of the center circle for Canton. Goes right back door to Fawcett, and you can see that coming. She laid it up and missed it, though, got her own rebound. They had all of the Streaks defense. Everybody was across from the free throw lines, and they immediately went back door. Kind of saw that one coming there. Now this is Plummer, drives left baseline, throws it up with the left hand, good. She's got eight in the ballgame, 33-30 Streaks. Now quickly back the other way. Andrea Sampson gets it down on the right block, puts a shot up, but she gets hammered.
Plummer.
And are they going to see that? Say that's on the floor again, too?
Yep.
Wow. So Plummer's first foul, and that's 16 fouls. Well, it's not going to matter after that. We're going to go to the free throw line from here on out. But right wing, Sage Milroy, wide open three, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Plummer for Canton, and her outlet pass is stolen away by Kayla Townsend. Nice hustle by Kayla. She'll run it back the other way. 6:05 to play in the ball game. Sage Milroy out between the circles. She'll set the offense for the Streaks.
Sage is 3-for-5 from downtown, so I'm surprised we haven't seen her take a couple more.
She's got it out high on the right side. Now to Kayla out high left side. Gets picked from Kylie. Fires a three. That's off the mark. Rebound comes out long. And
this should be a foul.
Yeah. It was Plummer was holding on to Andrea Sampson, and her reward for that was an elbow to the nose. Andrea was just trying to rip her arm away and kind of pulled it back as she did it, and she caught Plummer in the nose. And Plummer's going to pick up her second foul.
Should be a 1-1 for Andrea.
Yep. So Andrea Sampson goes to the free throw line.
Andrea, in the season, 2-of-4 from the stripe, has not been there, obviously, very much.
She's got 8 points of the ball game, including a couple of threes.
They call that a gold ring? They have 11 up on the board.
Oh, I didn't think she was even on the floor, was she? I thought that was Plummer. Okay, because Plummer was one holding her nose, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Well.
Unless the scoreboard just has it wrong.
Free throw in and out, no good. And Grisolano with a rebound. Outlet to Fawcett. 33-30 Streaks, 5:40 to play in the ballgame. Fawcett on the dribble near the center circle against Kayla Townsend. Dribbles left, and now we've got a foul away from the ball. Come on.
Is this going on Ellen?
Yeah, now you're going to start calling this push, but you're not calling a hand check.
Nope, it's going against Andrea. Andrea must be have something going on right now with Plummer because.
And she's going to be replaced by Megan Lingenfelter with 5:35 to play. Streaks leading 33-30.
The last thing you want to do with a three-point lead is start putting them to the free throw line with cheap fouls.
And it comes to Plummer now down to Henry. Kicks it out to Swope. Missed the three and the rebound to Henry. Now back out to Plummer down the right side. Now, come on. Now all of a sudden we're going to call every hand check or a push and when you haven't called it the whole game.
Well, now
that one against Megan Lingenfelter.
Was it? Four.
Kylie. Oh, I thought Megan was there. So Kylie picks up. Oh, that's just her first foul in the ballgame. 14 fouls now on the Streaks. Fawcett inbound from the left baseline.
Well, it's almost as if we're catching up the foul situation here because it was 7-2, and now all of a sudden it's 7-4.
Grisolano down the left block. Shot blocked by Kylie Townsend now on the rebound. And what? They called Kylie for going over the back. There was somebody over her back. She blocked the shot, went straight up for the rebound. Somebody went over her back, and she got called for a second foul. Unbelievable. Wow.
7-5. Three fouls for the Streaks on this possession. Coach Massey calling a 30-second timeout.
I think this is to talk to the officials. This is not.
That's what he's doing right now.
Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah, he's not even going to talk to the team. And he's saying right there, and he's talking about the last two called. And I mean, Kylie went straight up for the rebound. Somebody was behind her, and there may have been contact there. I don't know how she gets it over the back. 5:19 to play in the ballgame. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg in front of Sandberg Mall as they provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. He's still discussing something else, too. I'm not sure what.
Yeah, I can't tell either. He's pointing at this end of the floor.
He pointed at the other end, too, and now they're talking to the official scorer as well.
Well, the Illini game, the Chippewas have gone on a run now. It's 39-30. We're down at one point, 39-20.
If you're in need of a rental vehicle, yes, they do rent them at Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They got a great fleet. In fact, we're driving one of the rental vehicles, a very nice Nissan Maxima, fully loaded. This thing has only got a little more than 1,600 miles on it. And a jump ball called. Nice job by Sage Milroy, who tied up Swope, but the possession arrow points toward Canton. If you're in need of a rental, very competitive rates, up to 400 miles per day with their daily rates and great competitive weekend rates and lower weekly rates. 342-4121, the number to call for your rental from Galesburg Nissan, just in front of Sandberg Mall in Galesburg. Fawcett's inbound pass nearly stolen away by Kylie Townsend. Grisolano comes up with it. Left wing to Swope. Now it's Fawcett in the center circle with 5 minutes to play in the ballgame. 33-30 streak. Seems like we've been stuck on that score for a while.
Yeah, Andrea came back in the game, and now we're getting a steal by Ellen Junk.
Ellen Junk with a steal on the errant pass. Gets to Kayla. Now it's Andrea Sampson, and they overthrew her, and she gets knocked to the floor and no call. I thought the ball fell out of bounds. Somehow Canton came up with it. Now this is Fawcett on the left wing. Gets to Swope. Now top of the key. It's Plummer. Fires a three, and we're tied.
She's 2-3 now from downtown.
4.5 minutes to play, 33-33. Can the Streaks hold their composure? Coach Massey calls another 30-second timeout. Now what he's asking about this time is, no, he's going to change it to a full timeout. So we'll take one as well, 4:25 to play. We're tied at 33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You need them for work. You need them for play. You live in your boots and you're hard on them. Which is why you need brands that have stood the test of time. Brands that are worth the price. You'll find them at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. They have an impressive selection of Red Wing and Timberland boots that'll keep your feet safe, comfortable, and dry. And they offer 15% off all boots every single day. Get old-fashioned
service. The Silver Streaks boys basketball team will hit the road tonight to take on a Middle Illini opponent, the Morton Potters. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me for the broadcast at 6:06 here on WGIL.
Back here at Alice Ingersoll Gym, Canton, Illinois, Galesburg Silver Streaks, Canton Little Giants, Streaks and Little Giants. I guess they called them the Lady Giants here.
Yeah.
We're tied at 33 with 4:25 to play in the ballgame. Streaks with the basketball near sideline. Kayla Townsend will inbound. Backdoor pass to Kylie, right side, up, and she got hammered by Plummer. Nice call on the inbound play. They're not a conference team, so they don't see that as often. They were not ready for it at all. Plummer picks up the foul, and that's her third.
And Plummer thinks she got all ball, but it doesn't matter because when you swing that arm down, like we've said, that's almost automatic in most officials' eyes.
First free throw up and good by Kylie.
She's, what, now 2 of 5.
And she's got 6 in the ball game. 34-33, Streaks retake the lead. Second shot up. That one is good as well. Kind of a line drive, but good form on it. And the Streaks retake the lead with 4:22 to play. 35-33. Fawcett out high left side to Swope. Now it's Henry between the circles. Out high right side it goes to Fawcett. Fawcett, top of the key, goes to Jacobus back into the ballgame. Now to Fawcett on the right side. They're trying to get it to Plummer, posted up in there, and nothing doing. Nice job by Kylie. Or rather, Kayla getting around in front of her. And now
we're going to get a hand check on
Ellen. As Henry's running through, and they're like, you know, she's not changing her direction. Their arms are kind of, you know, touching her.
I've been watching Henry, and Henry swings her arm back to try to lock up with whoever's guarding her, and I'm sure that's what happened there. She locked her up again.
First foul on Ellen, 16 fouls on the Streaks. And it comes to Henry, right wing, kicks out to Swope. She'll penetrate and kicks out to Jacobus. Kind of an errant pass. Jacobus able to run it down and gets to Fawcett in the center circle. Under 4 minutes to play in the ballgame, Streaks lead 35-33. Fawcett pounding the dribble out there near the center circle, directing traffic. Now they're going to line it up and try to go back door again. Streaks got to be aware of that. Now Kylie Townsend, a smart move, kind of staying back on it. Streaks kind of dropping off and not putting direct pressure on off the ball. Now posted up. This is Henry. Kicks it out to Plummer. Fake the three. Penetrates. Gets up with a 14-footer. That's blocked, I think. Ellen Junk got a piece of it. But Swope comes down with a rebound. Swope on the dribble. Gives to Henry. Left wing. Now it's Fawcett. Dribbles left. Still on the dribble. Left corner goes to Swope. Fakes the three. Dribbles out. Now gets inside the free throw line and travels with it. Yep. Took an extra step before she made the pass to Jacobus. Streaks get it back on the turnover. You know, the thing is that's helping the Streaks, Canton is running a lot of time off the clock on every possession. They were down to 3:10 in the ball game.
Well, but at the same time, it's only a two-point game, yeah. So a couple of possessions and Canton could have a lead too. So it's helping the Streaks at this moment, but if Canton gets the ball back, all of a sudden it's going to look like the Streaks let a lot of time slip off the clock.
Andrea Sampson for three, right baseline, bounces off short, rebound tipped, and Sage Miller is going to get called for going over the back. Grisolano had a hand on it. Sage went up and bumped her. That'll be her third foul.
It's one Campbell. That you don't see called a whole lot, no. But we're going to see it called now because they've tightened up their officiating.
So we'll walk it back the other way. That's 17 fouls on the Streaks. So Grisolano will go to the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus. And she went to the free throw line in the first quarter. She was 2 for 2. For the Little Giants, and she can tie it up here. First shot is up, missed it, and a rebound, Andrea Sampson. Gives to Kylie in the backcourt. Now Kayla has it, and she'll bring it across for the Streaks. 2:51 to play in the ball game. Be interesting to see if Cartwright gets out to whoever's handling the ball and starts body checking or hand checking. She just did it right there, and they didn't call. Now it's
Swope on the hands.
Yeah, she grabbed Kylie from behind before she went up for the shot as she got past her. And that will be Swope's second foul. So Kylie will go to the free throw line with another chance of the one and bonus. Actually, her first time with a one and bonus. She had a two-shot attempt last time. Streaks got to take advantage from the line and do as Kylie hits the first. So she's vying for the
automatic
crunch time player of the game. 36-33 Streaks, 2:40 to play. Second one is up and good as well. So Kylie, 4 for 4 from the line here in the fourth quarter. She's hit 5 straight free throws for the Streaks going back to the third quarter after a miss. 37-33 Streaks, 2.5 minutes to play. Left wing, it's Plummer. Now to Henry, top of the key. Hands off to Swope. Now it's Grisolano. Fakes the three, penetrates down the right side. A runner up off the glass and good. Not a pretty shot, but it's effective.
It looked like she might have taken an extra step getting into it, too, because she can't put the shoulder down when she turned the corner.
37-35 Streaks. Kayla, nice dish off to Ellen Junk, who gets sandwiched between Henry and Plummer. Nice dish from Kayla Townsend, and Ellen Junk's going to go to the free throw line. The foul went against Plummer. That's her fourth now. So Ellen Junk to the free throw line with two shots, 2:04 to play in the ballgame. Ellen has yet to score this afternoon. She went to the free throw line 3 times the other night against Moline. Hits the first.
She's 8 of 12 now on the 9 of 13, on the season. So shooting it really well from the line.
38-35 Streaks, 2:04 to play. Ellen's second is up and good.
And that's the big one because it makes it a 2-possession game. And the longer you can keep this at a 2-possession game under 2 minutes here, bigger play it is.
And now is when you hope that they run a lot of time on their possession like they have been. This is Fawcett pounding the dribble out high. Now penetrates left side, kicks out to Swope. Swope on the dribble, top of the key, it goes to Grisolano. She'll fire the three. That's off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Kayla Townsend. 1:41 to play. Kayla brings it across. Left of the center circle, gives to Sage Murray on high left side, near midcourt on the dribble now. And there we go, finally. And that was actually mild compared to what she'd been doing most of the game. So Sage Murray will go to the free throw line, and she'll get two shots as that's 10 team fouls now on Canton. Second foul on Fawcett.
The Illini are at the half, 46-36, 10-point advantage right now for Illinois.
So Sage Milroy goes to the free throw line with two shots, 1:35 to play, and
what's the issue?
They gave Sage the ball, and then
they're allowing a timeout to be called.
Okay, well, Coach Massey didn't argue. I think Coach Massey may have heard him say it before they handed Sage the ball because he didn't argue it. So
yeah,
because Sage had the ball and then he blew the whistle and they made Sage give the ball back. So a 30-second timeout called by
Langhoff.
And 30-second timeout, 1:35 to play, 39-35 Streaks with a lead here this afternoon, looking for their eighth win of the season and looking to hand Canton back-to-back losses.
Wasn't that Fawcett that committed the foul?
Yeah.
They gave it to Grisolano.
Really?
She wasn't even out there.
I'm not sure if it's the scoreboard operator or if it's the official. Might be the scoreboard operator. Yeah, because Fawcett was out there. They were one-on-one.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But eventually, though, Plummer, we did have that right when they put
Plummer back up.
Yeah, they had put, who was it they put on the, that went against Goldring up on the board, but then Plummer, when the next foul, they had it right that she had three at that point as Sage Milroy hits the first.
So
she's got 10 points in the game now.
First attempt of the game. On the season, she's perfect.
135 to play and hits the second.
And she stays perfect, 9 for 9 on the season.
41-35 streaks, 135 to play. This is Fawcett on the dribble between the circles. Top of the key, now down the left side of the lane. Scoops it up with a left hand off the glass and good.
Looked like some defensive confusion by the streaks right there.
She's got six, but that's her first point since the first quarter. 41-37 streaks. Andrea Sampson caught up in the corner, and a foul's going to be called on, I think, Fawcett. As they had her trip. No, it's going to be Plummer.
If that's Plummer, that's her
fifth. Yeah, that's fifth. And I would have said, I don't know the Plummer made contact. I know that Fawcett did, but Andrea Sampson's going to go to the free throw line with two shots now, 1:15 to play.
So, and that Plummer takes away one of their better three-point shooters, too. She was 2 of 3 in the game. She fouls out with 10 points, 2 rebounds.
So Plummer fouls out. Andrea Sampson at the free throw line with two shots. Hits the first. Make it 42-37, 1:15 to play in the ball game. Streaks with a lead. The sophomore eyes it, puts it up, and puts it through. Make it 43-37 streaks, 1:12 to play in the ball game. Fawcett on the dribble, top of the key. Left wing, it goes to Murphy, who replaced Plummer. Now it's Swope. Right wing, it goes to Ford. They just need to get a shot off, and they're just running their offense. This is Fawcett now. That's, you know, you kind of get that with a young team sometimes. Now try to get to Grisolano, post it up, and Kayla Townsville steals it away with 50 seconds to play. Now
yeah,
it's Kylie
winning.
To Sage.
Took it.
Yeah, just grabbed it from her. And, boy, Sage got knocked to the floor, and how is that not an intentional foul? Fawcett pushed her down. We'll see if she gets the foul or if it's going to go against Ford.
Yeah.
No, it did go against Fawcett this time. That's her third. And Sage Milroy goes back to the free throw line with two more shots. She's got 11 points in the game. First one up and good. 44-37 streaks, 45.3 to play in the ball game. Silver Streak boys basketball coming up tonight here on WGIL. They're also playing a Middle Illinois team. They'll travel to Morton to take on the Potters as Sage hits the second, 4 for 4 here in this fourth quarter for Sage. 45-37 streaks, 41 seconds to play in the ball game. Fawcett. Left wing. Just pounding the dribble out there and looking to run the offense when they need points. Now dribbles baseline, gets a shot up. That is blocked by Kylie Townsend. Go back to the Little Giants with 31.6 to play. It will be Murphy to inbound from the right baseline. Out top account, stolen away by Andrea Sampson. Gives to Kylie. Now Kayla in the backcourt, and she's immediately grabbed by Swope.
Yeah, just a bad inbounds pass there. Yeah. There was no chance that one was given by Andrea. She was staring at the inbounder, and the inbounder just threw it way too short.
Swope picks up her third, and Kayla Townsend will go to the free throw line with two shots with 27.7 to play. Streaks lead, 45-37. 5 points in the ball game for Kayla. First shot is up and good. Streaks only one miss from the line here in that in the fourth quarter, and that was the front end of 1-1. Second shot is up. That one's short. Jinxed her, and the rebound comes down to Swope. 25 seconds to play. This is Fawcett. Long three from out of high on the right side. Good. She was out about 24 feet. Fawcett, her first three of the ball game, and now what?
Going to get a foul and sending Kayla to the line. This one's going against Fawcett.
Yep, that'll be her fourth now. We'll walk it back the other way with 16.6 to play. And Kayla Townsend goes back to the free throw line. 46-40, Streaks lead, 16.6 seconds to play. Coming up in the post game, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. As Kayla hits the first, we'll also name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, run down our post-game final stats as well. Streaks lead 47-40, 16.6 to play. Second shot for Kayla is good. 48-40. Fawcett across midcourt, right side. Down the right side of the lane between the defenders and a whistle. Wait a minute. He blew the whistle. Then she went between the defenders, and she waited to see if he waited to see if she made the basket. And he counted it. Oh my goodness! I mean, the foul got called. She was out on the wing, and then went between the defenders. And the whistle blew, and they waited to see if she made the basket, giving her a shot at the 3-point play, and she converts it as she hits the free throw with 12.7 to play. And Coach Massey calls the timeout. 48-43 streaks.
Well, we're at the point now the streaks just have to make sure they get the ball in the bounce.
And this is a full timeout here. 48-43 streaks lead with 12.7 seconds to play. We'll keep it right here. The Illinois Fighting Illini in action. They're at the State Farm Center again?
Yep, 46-36 at half.
And they're up on Central Michigan here this afternoon. Our next Illini action on the radio will be coming up when they play Brigham Young. They'll play BYU at the United Center, and that is coming up on next Saturday night, 7:30 game or 7:30 pregame. You'll hear that one here on WGIL. That'll follow the boys Iowa Illinois shootout that'll happen next Saturday. 48-43 streaks lead, 12.7 seconds to play in the ball game. And we will have streaks bringing it the length of the court.
The most important thing right here, just get it inbound.
So Kayla Townsend inbound, or rather Kylie's actually inbounding this time.
Well, that's Kayla.
You sure?
Yep, Kylie hits her hair up.
Oh, no, you're right. I thought I saw the right number, but she gets it into Kayla. Now 2-on-1 break to Ellen, and Wisely kicks it back out to Sage Milroy. 5 seconds to play.
They're going to foul her for some reason.
Yeah, and that right there, by the rule, is an intentional foul. All she did was run up and grab her, just trying to stop the clock and foul her. And, nope. Sage will go to the free throw line with two shots. I'm not sure why you do that with 4.9 seconds left. Foul one against Murphy.
First one up, and that one rims out. That's her first miss of the season. She had come into the game 7 of 7, hit all four so far.
Second from Sage is up. That one is good. 4.3 seconds to play. Fawcett fires from just inside midcourt. Missed it. Kayla Townsend with a rebound, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks pick up their 8th win of the season. The final score, Galesburg 49, Canton 43. Take a timeout, come back with our post-game show. Again, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and run down our final stats as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com. What happened?
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Hi, it's Terry Cavanaugh for WGIL and the Community Food Drive going on today. I just want to thank everybody who's donated non-perishable food items and also lots of cash. I'm at Hy-Vee on North Henderson, but we're at Hy-Vee on East Main. We're at the Walmart Supercenter. We're at Hilo in Abingdon. All the proceeds benefit the Fish Food Pantry. Thank you. And the Abingdon Community Food Pantry. So lots of donations, lots of non-perishables, and we really appreciate your help. We'll be here until 4. I'm Terry Cavanaugh from UGIL.
Galesburg Nissan just received Nissan's coveted Award of Excellence. This award recognizes Nissan dealers with outstanding sales volume combined with exceptional customer satisfaction. We're the only Nissan dealer within 150 miles of Galesburg to receive this distinction. Large volume and large selection backed by award-winning hometown service. Galesburg Nissan, Central Illinois and Iowa's only Nissan Award of Excellence dealer. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call?
Looking to spruce up your kitchen, maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly cloudy with snow today. A high of 25, all for tonight. Cloudy with a chance of snow as well. A low of 24. Snow for tomorrow, possibly mixed with some rain and freezing rain. A high of 35. All for tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Chance of snow in the forecast and a low of 22. Mostly sunny for Monday, a high of 28. Currently in downtown Galesburg. It's 23 here on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back at Alice Ingersoll Gym in Canton, the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Canton Little Giants by a final score of 49-43. Streaks outscored Canton 19-16 in that fourth quarter. Streaks with a victory. They move to 8-2 on the season. Canton drops to 7-2. They suffered back-to-back losses as they also fell to Pekin last night in their Mid-Atlantic Conference game. Our post-game coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us in the Coach, a great job by your team here this afternoon. A very good Canton team. They were they're athletic, and you knew they were going to pressure you a lot. And your girls just came out and played good, solid basketball.
Yeah, I was very happy with the kids. I thought, what was it, 8-2 or 10-2 we were down at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I thought there was no, you know, flustered or panic and stuff. And then I thought that we had frustration at the end of the first half because – that, you know, their coach had taken a timeout, and they came out and they were a lot more physical and a lot more aggressive, and we didn't necessarily handle that well. We had halftime to regroup, and then in the second half of handling that, they made a run back at us, and I thought we handled that well.
Well, and then the big thing also, especially down the stretch, I had you 19 for 23 in the second half from the free throw line, and you guys just, I mean, you were pretty much lights out down the stretch. You knew they were going to be fouling, and you handled it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were with it of I don't know how many we'd made in a row until Andy ended up made the comment, said that boy, we're shooting well, and then we missed the next one.
Probably about the same time I said something.
I mean,
too.
There was some big pressure free throw shooting. It was a variety of kids that stepped up and did that.
Yeah, absolutely. Ellen hit a couple. You said Andrea, Sage, Kylie, Kayla, all of them hit there. And you had good balance from the field. And, again, nice balance offensively like you had the other night against Moline. You hit some threes. I think you'd up with six for the game. But inside, outside, both tonight.
Yeah,
this afternoon,
and, boy, were they hard to guard. I mean, they had kids that played outside and played inside, and it was a challenge, so I was very happy with how the kids played.
You know, initially they came out, looked like a kind of a diamond on the press initially, but then they kind of changed where it was more of a man-to-man, and they weren't, like, trying to trap or get any steals, and it looked like you had a little bit of trouble with recognition the girls did at first, but then once they figured that out, just took their time, like, okay, it's actually pretty easy to get it up against.
Right. And I thought, you know, they're a very good pressing team, and I thought for us to get them out of the 1-2-1-1, was a compliment to our kids of how well they handled the ball. And, you know, again, like you said, a variety of kids stepped up to do things that, I mean, obviously you look at Kayla and Kylie, that they were outstanding as usual, but I thought Andrea did an outstanding job defensively of guarding people. Megan came in and hit the big three there. Sage quietly gets things done, and So it you know, positive that way. Ellen hits some big free throws down the stretch. Emily came in and got some rebounds. So a good effort.
You know, what's nice to see, you talked about some of the decision-making in a couple of games, including last Tuesday, but Thursday night and this afternoon, that's gotten so much better against another good defensive team here this afternoon.
Yeah. How many turnovers did you have us for?
14.
14. So, yeah, so within range there. So
Yeah.
So. All right, well, Coach, congratulations on the victory. Another one of those weird early season weeks. Just one game next week, and we got the Quincy Blue Devils coming to town. obviously, you know, they're improved, but they've struggled a little bit, but they're still going to be an improved team.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they, because they've lost some games at home there in the conference, and honestly, I think I don't see them as the, you know, the sixth place team in the conference. So, but it's nice to have a, you know, a week to get some practice in that this week we didn't. And so, you know, the kids that don't play, you know, play three games in a row, that way it's easy for them to feel abandoned. So we got to, you know, get them up and going and practice next week.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Thanks for talking with us.
Yes, thank you.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Our interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks win it by a final score of 49-43. We will come back and name our day's auto body crunch time player of the game. Also run down our postgame stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL is brought to you by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL.
Employer, tired of not finding qualified candidates to hire? Old methods not working anymore? Reach active and passive candidates when you use the power of radio combined with this region's very own job board, Galesburg.info, keyword jobs. You'll talk to them at work, home, and at play. That's the power of radio.
The 5th annual Philip Frontier Food Drive is going on now at Galesburg Nissan. 10 cans of food benefiting Fish Food Pantry and the Galesburg Rescue Mission get you another $500 off our already huge discount. 0% financing for 72 months plus Nissan customer cash on our most popular models. Like 30 Nissan Rogues in stock offering 0% for 72 months plus $1,500. The all-new Titan, save $10,000. Or choose from 25 Nissan Altimas offering 0% for 72 months and no payment for 90 days. Galesburg Nissan, proving every day you just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, for the first time ever, we're giving you 2 years of free oil changes with each new car purchase. Villa Frontier Food Drive, 0% financing, huge rebates, free oil changes, and award-winning service. Galesburg Nissan's largest event of the year. Start saving now.
Stay connected with local news headlines in your email inbox with the WGIL Morning Brief. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, Alice Ingersoll, Jim in Canton, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Canton Little Giants by a final score of 49-43. Let's get started on our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. Streaks, a balanced scoring attack led by Sage Milroy's 14 points. She had 3 three-pointers, 9 points in the first half, and then went 5 for 6 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter for her 14 points. 10 points for Andrea Sampson. Andrea with a couple of three-pointers, a two-pointer, 2 for 3 from the free throw line. 9 points for Kylie Townsell. Had a couple of baskets, 5 for 8 from the free throw line, but 4 for 4 in the fourth quarter. 8 points for Kayla Townsell, a basket. She was 7 for 9 from the free throw line, including hitting her last two in the ball game. 3 points for Megan Lingenfelter on a three-pointer at the end of the first quarter as time expired. 3 points for Emily Meinert on a basket and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 2 points for Ellen Junk on 2 for 2 from the line in the fourth quarter. The Streaks, 19 for 23 from the line in the second half. 23 for 31 for the game. 6 three-pointers in the ball game. For the Little Giants, they were led, again, a balanced attack, but they only had five players score. 12 points for Cassidy Fawcett on 4 twos, a 3, and 1 for 1 from the line. 11 points for Anna Plummer, 2 twos, 2 threes, 2 threes, 1 for 2 from the line. 10 points for Abby Swope, 2 twos and 2 threes. 8 points for Nico Grisolano on 3 baskets, 2 for 3 from the line. 2 points on a basket for Claire Ford. The Little Giants, 5 three-pointers in the game, and they were only 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Streaks outscored them 19-16 in that fourth quarter.
Well, you look at the team stats, 15 turnovers for Canton. Streaks were able to limit the damage in the second half, only 14 turnovers total. 26 rebounds for Canton. They out-rebounded the Streaks, who only had 20, including an 11-2 Canton edge on the offensive boards. Canton shot at 17 of 44 from the field, including 5 of 16 from inside the arc. Streaks didn't take very many shots in this game. A lot of them came from the free throw line. They actually took more shots from the stripe than they did from the field. 10 of 25 from the field, 6 of 14 from distance. So their best three-point shooting night or game of the season. Some stats to go along with the points Tom told you about. One rebound and a steal for Emily Meinert. Ellen Junk had two rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Sage Milroy, two rebounds, two assists, and a steal. Skiandrea Sampson, four rebounds, one assist, one steal. Megan Lingenfelter, one rebound, one assist, one steal. Kayla Townsend fills up the stat sheet like she normally does. Four rebounds, four assists, three steals. And her sister Kylie, same thing, five rebounds, one assist, and three blocks.
Wow. So good all-around effort by the Galesburg Silver Streaks as they pick up the win here. Our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. We'll come back, take our final break, and name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win 49-43. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Game time. I give you the answer. You give me the question.
That sounds familiar.
The answer, about a bazillion.
Easy. How many auto detail jobs does Dave's Auto Body do each year?
Really? A bazillion?
Hey, I do the questions, right?
Well.
And since they're so good at detailing, isn't it cool that you could qualify for a free detail for life when they repair your car?
Wow, that is a good question.
No, that's a great deal from
Dave's Auto Body.
No question about it. Dave's Auto Body, Galesburg.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
You love McDonald's all day breakfast.
Yes.
But you don't love that you can't get all your favorites all day.
No.
But now you're going to love that you can get more all day.
Huh.
Like McGriddles and biscuits and McMuffin sandwiches.
Mm.
Which means you'll have to find something else to not love.
Okay.
Like broken grocery carts. Or when your smoke alarm battery dies at 3 a.m.
What happened?
Or songs that combine two styles of music that don't go together.
Cowboy.
Get more choices you love now with McDonald's all day breakfast. McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks win it here this afternoon, 49-43 at Alice Ingersoll Gym in Canton over the Little Giants. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. Time right now to name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. As you know, Coach Massey even mentioned it, you got contributions from just about everybody on the team today. In fact, even in that fourth quarter, I didn't even add them up for the free throws. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 out of 19 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. And a good defensive effort, balanced scoring attack, so it makes it tough to pick our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Andrea Sampson, big steal, some big free throws. Mentioned Kayla, her normal job of filling up the stat sheet, but this young lady kind of all around again, and she kind of started the run. We were tied, what was it, were we tied at?
33-all.
33, and this young lady stepped up and hit the first of many free throws to come for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Yeah, we're going to go with Kylie Townsend. She finishes the game with 9 points, three blocks, five rebounds, and she hit her last five free throws she took. She finished 5 of 8, four of those five coming in the fourth quarter. And you know, like you said, I think all four of them came after the game was 33-all, and she was able to break the tie and get the Streaks the lead and also keep the lead. So we're going to go with Kylie Townsend as our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, Streaks won at 49-43. Another, again, a really nice effort by the Streaks all around. And this is the team we like to see.
Yeah.
We like to see that team that showed up Tuesday night.
Right. Well, and a good way to bounce back after a tough loss against Lincoln, because, you know, Lincoln, is that Lincoln team's record indicative of what kind of team they are? Probably not. But at the same time, are they? Should the Streaks have beat them? Yeah.
I mean, would. This team this afternoon beats them handily.
Right. I totally agree. I think that this is that's where you've got to kind of look at it, who Galesburg is, and
right.
I think realistically, Galesburg's the team hopefully the team we saw today more times than not than the team we saw the other day.
Absolutely. So the Streaks went at 49-43 as the final score. Coming up a little bit later on tonight, Galesburg High boys basketball. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have it for you. And that will be about 7:10 for the pregame, 7:30 for the tip, if everything's running on time, which doesn't always happen, not normally even. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have it for you here on WGIL. It's Aaron Morton to take on the Potters tonight. Our next action again here on the radio will be coming up Thursday night when the Streaks will host the Quincy Blue Devils at John Field Gym. Thanks to our studio engineers this afternoon, Terry Cavanaugh and James Noble, for taking care of things for Streaks win it here this afternoon. For Eric Gibson, Tom Meredith saying good afternoon from Canton.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg Sports.